Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson and Peter Rayner. We begin with Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, directed by David Yates, starring Eddie Redmayne, Johnny Depp, Jude Law, and Catherine Waterston. Peter?
Not fantastic, acceptable. The second of a proposed five prequels to Harry Potter. Many of the same characters are dithering around in this movie in not altogether comprehensible ways. But if you want to know what's going on between Grindelwald and Dumbledore, well, you may just find out.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, written by J.K. Rowling, David Yates directs, rated PG-13 in wide release. Also in wide release this week, the drama Widows, starring Viola Davis, Michelle Rodriguez, Elizabeth Debicki, and Cynthia Erivo. Amy?
Yeah, this is about four women who are not friends who wind up teaming up to make a giant million-dollar heist after their husbands all died trying to do a different crime. And, you know, with a cast like this, you would expect it to be incredible. But instead of more of a thrill ride, I thought it was kind of like a kiddie pool. Except I absolutely love Elizabeth Debicki and Cynthia Erivo. I just thought they were the revelations of the film, and I'll watch them do anything.
It starts out well. It's sort of pulpy and powerful, but then I think it devolves into just sort of a caper movie. In an iron fist. Viola Davis is marvelous in it. I think a reason to see it still.
Steve McQueen, the director who did 12 Years a Slave, he co-wrote it with Gillian Flynn. Widows rated R. Green Book stars Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali. Peter Farrelly, the director, and Nick Vallelonga and Farrelly and Brian Curry wrote it. Peter?
I like this movie, although there are a million valid reasons not to. It's kind of a racial reverse Driving Miss Daisy with a little bit of Christmas Carol thrown in, but the two actors have marvelous chemistry.
Yeah, it's very cartoony on both ends. You know, Viggo Mortensen is kind of this, like, dumb Italian guy. You have Mahershala Ali is this regal, regal man who's never eaten fried chicken before in his life and will tell you about it a million times. I found myself rolling my eyes too much at this movie. I couldn't quite cope with it, but it's such a crowd pleaser. You almost feel like you're kicking a puppy.
Winner of the Audience Award at Toronto, Green Book. Peter Farrelly, director, rated PG-13, ArcLight Hollywood, AMC Century City, Landmark in West L.A. And Julian Schnabel's new film, At Eternity's Gate, starring Willem Dafoe. Peter?
Flawed but marvelous. Willem Dafoe gives a career of top performance as Van Gogh. It really immerses you in his character.
Yeah, there's a vibrance in this film that I was really surprised by. It's not just about the tragic suffering artist. It's about a man with, you know, ego, with passion, who really sees the world in a different way. I think it really brings Van Gogh to life.
At Eternity's Gate, a hit with both of our critics. Willem Dafoe stars at the ArcLight Hollywood and the Landmark in West Los Angeles, rated PG-13. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.